Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of SaaS Marketing Makeover. Very excited to be joined by Scott Templeman, a marketing leader over at Advara. Welcome to the show, Scott.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No, man, I'm super glad to have you here. Who do you hope it is today? A category you want?
I think I'm hoping it's just not like I teach digital marketing nights and weekends for George Washington University. I'm hoping it's not one of the companies I always point to, like, look what a terrible job they're doing, because it'll be hard to get that out of my head. I'm kind of excited by the randomness. I've seen some of the recent companies come up. I came across them when they were even smaller, so I'm very excited.
I love it. No, we're excited. Maybe use this in your curriculum. So you should. This will be fun. All right. Well, let's see who's on that wheel, Scott. I'm excited. Oh, big ones. Stripe. All right. Are you ready to do a global conglomerate? No. I'm going to share my screen here for us, Scott, so we can look at this together. And let's see. All right. So in your mind, what does Stripe do, Scott?
Well, it looks like fintech. I honestly have not come across it personally.
Have you heard of Stripe before?
It's
okay to say no. It's totally okay.
Yeah, I don't think if I have it, it did not stick.
Okay. Well, Stripe is massive. Absolutely massive. The reason you probably haven't heard of them is that they're an API-based business. And so you don't see them as Stripe, but they're around almost everything you use. So they do the billing, for example, for all these companies.
It's pretty big.
So they have all the in-app payment stuff, and they give you like these types of visualizations. Now, if you're Stripe, though, in my mind, we got to figure out what do we do to grow. So we have payment infrastructure for the internet, and that's true. They do a really good job delivering on this promise. I think they power Shopify Pay, by the way, like Shop Pay that we love, things like that. And you can start to see how they have Apple Pay baked in, really, really clean UI. Devs love them, right? Because you're about to launch a product, you need to make it accept payment, and you can have all their pre-built API to do this kind of stuff. That makes sense?
Yeah.
So devs kind of love it, and that's what it is. The world's most powerful and easy to use APIs. Now, obviously, though, they have this positioning problem because theoretically, you're a marketer whose job is to make it easier to make your company money, theoretically, yet you don't even know who they are, right? And so there's this like end user awareness issue, I guess we could say. Like the customers don't know they processed on Stripe, number one. And then people who aren't developers don't necessarily know about it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So let's see if they try to do anything to speak to that. So we have developers. You have their SDKs, all the classic. They're known for having like, literally, this is what they're known for, dude. They just did better documentation than everyone else. And that's what makes them so successful. But they have all these other products. So let's maybe take away from that dev use and then focus maybe into these products. So we have payments, financial services, and business operations. What do you want to do first as a marketer looking at this in your mind?
I mean, as a marketer, they have payments. I would probably go to the terminal too, just because it seems like payments are their strong point, and then terminal, like ideally, what the biggest nightmare I hear is just the discombobulation between all of these different systems, or getting locked into a shackle type system where it's good at one thing, but it's terrible in person.
Yeah.
And I think that's where actually, you know what, now that I think about it, that's where I've heard of Stripe. I've probably used their terminals at a local coffee shop or something like that.
Yeah.
That's an opportunity to get your brand name in front of the end user. I think a lot more than corporate car. I think looking at the companies they're selling to, the corporate card's a hard sell, because these are companies that have been locked into like American Express for a decade or more. Versus if you're the terminal end of things, you're kind of targeting more the SMB side of things.
Yeah, no, I love where your head's at. I think they have a fundamental thing here, which is they have three distinct product lines that aren't tied together to a category, and then there doesn't seem to be a platform. So, for example, I've been a Stripe customer, and once, like, not directly through Stripe, but like through Stripe, if that makes sense. Like, Stripe will power my billing, and then I'll connect it via another API. Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware that they did corporate cards even till just now. I'm a fan of Stripe, and I look at all their stuff. I didn't realize, like, I knew about their treasury service. I didn't know about their business financing necessarily. I didn't know they issued the cards. I think they need a layer above these three product lines that ties it all together so they could sell the Stripe platform instead of the Stripe products.
Yeah. No, and like that last category, business operations, that looks like old school Google, where someone in a room was just like, let's do this. And they were like, okay. Like, yeah, the carbon removal. Like,
yeah. Like, remove carbon as you grow your business. I mean, it is actually a pretty dope thing. I just don't see the throughput to everything, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Or could that just be an add-on to the payments, because it looks like it's just a donate to this cause type
yeah thing. I think that's a big one. I think the other one too, so let's first look at a good example, someone I think who does this well. Gong actually does this pretty well, and so does Drift. So let me show you two examples of people who do this, like, platform play. So, like, let's say we call it financial liberty or something, whatever, because kind of Stripe has that, like, freedom type position. I don't know what it is. Like, financial freedom, okay? Is there a category call or whatever we call it, right? And then within that, see how the – watch, I'll show you what they do. Might not be – all right, darn it. It must be on this page, overview page. This. So you see how they tie everything into a platform, and then it comes into these outputs?
Yeah.
So we could take essentially all these different things we do, and we could still put them out into essentially payments, financial services, and business operations. And then you would have our financial intelligence platform, and it would go into our three categories. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It also, from an SEO standpoint, it makes me sad their major categories don't have pages. Like, they're
ooh, I like that. Good shout out, baby. Yeah, no, there's no, like, a payment processing software page. If that makes, like, I guess.
Yeah. And then when you, like, you look at their about page, well, maybe their about page will make me understand why they've done all of this. But I'm kind of getting the vibe that, okay, we've made a bunch of applications and this is how we've categorized them today. It's not giving me the sense of, like, we have a clear vision for what Stripe's going to be in 2024. No matter, you know, the people who had 5-year plans in 2019, a lot of those got thrown over the shoulder last year.
Yeah.
But I think a company like this, you're working in a very, I'm not seeing any mention of security anywhere, which is kind of a big deal in this space. And I would love, payments seem to be the bedrock of this company. Why isn't there a payments page that, like, this should be, like, this is where
we do have a payments page. I just want to give you a shout out.
Okay,
there.
They do.
But it's not organized properly in their menu, in your defense. I didn't see it right away either. Where payments should go to payments. Even if this one goes to payments, we can double link it. That's fine. But like, our category should have a sub, like, this is our product category. Then we have our sub products in that category, right?
Yeah. And then financial services and so forth.
Yeah, I agree. And there isn't. It seems like they are totally known for their security, by the way, which I kind of find interesting, because you're right. They don't mention security anywhere.
Yeah. This is what people need a third-party service, is they're terrified of handling payments.
Yeah. And global from day one. Like, they have some true value props, right, that are, I think, very awesome. But, and they are developer-centric. So, you know, what I'm trying to do is say, okay, if I'm the CMO, how do I make them their next billion? Is kind of the way I'm looking at this. And I think the first thing I do is I create a category. So, like, even Drift, revenue acceleration. What is, like, you know what I mean? What is financial intelligence? And I want to talk about the three pieces of financial intelligence and why you need Stripe to run your financial intelligence for your business. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, totally.
So I want to start with the category. I think it's going to be a big piece, number one. Number two, I want to start speaking to executives. I think it's a gap that what they've done, to your point earlier, man, is it has this like jobs to be done. They're developer centric. Like, they're very functional. Like, this is an issue people struggle with, is corporate card and spend management. We can develop a solution because we're great at software. And they kind of just grab anything they're good at software with that they see opportunity from. And they are growing. They're monetizing it well. But, like, I think you need to speak to an executive here, not just a developer. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, especially, like, payments and whatnot. That's the developer's already got you in mind for that. These other use cases, you're not selling to a developer. You're, yes, like, and quite frankly, a lot of developers can't sell ideas internally. So yeah, you need to arm them with the, like, here's how to get your CEO, you know, commit to the Stripe platform. We can check all of these boxes for your company. We can grow with you. They're not. It's just like, I love that developer mindset. You pointed it out, because it's just like, problem here, put this tool in this problem, and now you can check it off your list. But they're not thinking of it from a business user standpoint of like, okay, like, yeah, I wanted a financial services page. Tell me about why I should trust you with, you know, very important stuff for my company.
No, 100%. I'll show you someone who does that. But like Gong, it's, you look, in my mind, like, they have the same issue. Like, I think everyone in sales already knows Gong. Everybody in engineering already knows Stripe. We don't need to, like, we can try to get the people who don't know us now to a certain extent. It doesn't mean we stop being developer centric. That can always be our bread and butter. But I think something like this, like Workday does a good example here, where, see how they have this like solutions by industry, by need, yeah, by organization size, and by role. Mm-hmm. I think something like this that can make the website more customer led. A big thing at Directive is we want to do customer led demand generation, and we want to speak towards that. And like, see how they have this why Workday, security and trust. Like, this is a company that truly understands selling an engineering product to a non-engineering purchaser, if that makes sense.
I also like you calling out the Workday example, because this is absolutely a company they should copy. This is a company that gets into companies through HR, and then they get their foothold in one element, yep, and then all of a sudden they're the entirety of HR's.
Yeah, I mean, look how crazy their offering is, right? From students to spend management to platform and product. Like, what the hell? Like, right? It's like, this is, and but then look, boom, the suite. Like, do you, yeah, see what I'm saying? Like, the Workday suite. What's the Stripe suite, right? Like, tie it together for me, baby.
Exactly what I was saying. Like, we're going to grow with you. Like, this is exactly what Stripe needs.
Oh, here's an example. Remember finance, HR, right? Like, payments, yeah, financial service, business operations, going into the Stripe platform, coming out with specific use cases and value props. Like, what's in it? Like, this is all, see what I mean? Like, we just rebundle this thing, and I think we can unlock massive growth for them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
The other thing. And
I think the other thing, looking at their homepage, is they're very app-centric. And some of these products they're selling are not app. Like, they're not apps.
Yeah.
I don't want my corporate card to be as easy as Apple Pay. Finance has the opposite mentality. Like, it should be as easy for me to commission and cancel it, but we need a little bit more governance than what we would expect from a B2C type app.
Yeah, and I mean, it's funny too, because I constantly see really talented founders and CEOs go into expense management and they get murdered. Like Amex, I feel like, kills everyone. Like, anyone who tries to go into the travel booking, corporate travel space, I feel like they just get eaten alive, to be completely transparent. Like, I haven't seen a lot pull up. And I know the one guy did it. I forget the name of his company. I tried to use them. They just know it's just hard to beat Amex in that space. So I find it's a weird one to enter, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I'd love to see, you know, they're talking about startups to Fortune 500. I'd love to, they're only showing the app. I'd love to see a little bit of the wider ecosystem demonstrated on the homepage. Cause like, yeah, it wasn't until I saw a payment terminal, like, That's where I've seen them out in the wild.
Oh, yeah, e-commerce. This is where you've seen them, right? Like, you've seen them when you go to Warby Parker or any of these places that have this really sexy payment UI. Like, Stripe's product is the best. That's why they win. Like, it's just, like, it's sexy.
They're almost too good because they're so effective. You don't notice them. Like, they're that perfect, like, waiter that drops the food off and you've never even, like, said a word to them.
Well, yeah, and they add the recurring payment, which is a gap for a lot of payment processors that doesn't, like, with the world all, I like to say the whole world's becoming software. Stripe's really positioned well for tomorrow. So I think they can win. I think we have some gaps. The other thing I think that's important we should talk about is, why is our universal CTA being used for people who already pay us?
Yeah. Oh, that's absolutely.
Right? Like, my entire marketing is now being driven by a sign-in. Like, imagine what happens to my numbers overnight if I change this to get free trial. Just like that. Every single solitary of this, like, probably 100 million visitors, wherever the heck they're getting in Stripe, got a primary CTA like this. I think that would have a massive impact.
Yeah, and I'm a little bummed from the content side of things, too.
All right, let's go check that out. Yeah, so we go over to... I guess from the blog, is that all I got here?
Yeah, is that
all the content?
The menu is a little depressing for me. And that the blog's buried under company. That's not where I would look as a...
And they're not talking about anybody other than themselves. Come on, yeah. Stripe. We don't want to hear about yourself. We want to hear about what you do for us as customers. So it's like very... See, that's like feature. It's not value-driven.
Yeah,
this is... Payments API... Yeah, it's very.
This is a tech run company. I would probably assume.
Oh yeah, engineering based founders, correct?
Yeah.
And I think they're brothers. Actually, they're hyper successful. They're brilliant at business, by the way. Like, I don't want to come across the wrong way. Genuinely love their product. This is Patrick. This is their guy. I just don't know if I'm Patrick. I don't think I have a content strategy. Like, once again. You know why they don't have a content strategy? Because they know developers don't give a crap about their blog. That's simple. Like, do you know, they're that in on developers, which I love. Like, let's not change your ethos of who you're really for. I think you have something unique there. We have clients in the publicly traded space that sold to developers, tried to move to, like, executives, and they didn't get executives, and they lost developers, and they ended up with nothing. And I'm talking massive companies that we do the work for. And I know why it's so dangerous to try to leave developers. I'm not saying you should, but we got to talk to people who aren't developers. Like, these guys are not the best in the world at internally selling enterprise software. That's just the truth.
Well, and like, I'm looking at their job board now, and I see like 20 sales positions and one marketing position. So this is also, they're chasing a lot more than they're drawing in, and I think that mentality hasn't sunk in for them. That we can chase less.
They're like you said, man. They've got a massive focus on developers internally and externally. This is where the leadership team sits, is right here. Mm-hmm. And then I would argue they probably have a product marketing mentality. So all of these products have a product marketing owner. And they're in charge of all the content, but there isn't like a throughput to enterprise where someone's tying this all together of saying, here's how all our products relate. And that's why we see this fragmented type experience. I mean, the design's beautiful too. Like the UI, how they do it, everything about them is amazing. We're just missing this like common thing that connects our products to our platform, the content that speaks to an executive, a non-developer user. And then where's product-led growth?
Yeah.
Right? Because you have this sexy product, this beautiful design. I've used their back end for 7 years. I'm a customer, a proud customer. I love Stripe, genuinely. But like, when I hit start now, then why don't we have start now everywhere? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, because I can email, full name, password, create an account, and their UI is awesome, by the way. Like, genuinely, I don't want to show because it'll have all my bank stuff there. But,
yeah,
you know, I've processed tens of millions of dollars on Stripe, okay? So I'm not like someone who doesn't use it. I just don't understand why we haven't connected everything together. It seems very hard to be a salesperson at Stripe.
Yeah, we need a – they have a brand, a visual identity But as far as a brand, I'm not sure they're fully fleshed out as a brand. That's what we're asking for. We're like, so why did you do all of these different products? Why do you have these three branches? What's the goal here? Are we going to just see what sticks in some of these other categories, and they might not be there next year? Like, if I sign up for the carbon removal, is that going to potentially be gone in next year if it doesn't work out? And they payments infrastructure for the internet, I think the product menu shows a lot more than just that. So this is something that should have been brought up internally. Like, okay, is this our cash cow and everything else is just here because we like it? I'm not sure they're properly funneling traffic. Like, they kind of assume that people are already farther down in the funnel when they've arrived at the website, and they're not saying, so, okay, why should I consider your company?
And I think there's some weird gaps here, and I'll show you what I mean of how I think we could really grow. But, like, notice they don't talk about security once again on the Y stripe. I thought that was a really great point you talked about, because I think security is a huge freaking piece here that we're not speaking to. Now, what if they did this? This is just a little idea I had. It's a client, bill.com, or was a client? I think I saw a client. If I was them, I want to see if I can find I'm with a business. So let me see. No, not that. I want to see the product. What if we played more this ARAP space? Because Stripe, bill.com, I don't think has as good a UI maybe as Stripe, if that makes sense. So where's the ARAP? It's payment processing. But what about payment management? Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
Do we have that here? We have billing. Invoicing.
Yeah.
Invoicing. But it's different than ARAP. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's a smaller.
Yeah, because we have invoicing. I mean, look how sexy this product is, man. Like, seriously, like.
Yeah.
Like, this is like all in. This looks like it's in email. So someone could literally pay the invoice. Yeah, I mean, it's brilliant. But they have all the, like, it's not like people are, like, big companies are scared of them. Everybody wants to use Stripe because you can create these custom experiences that are just so seamless from a customer marketing standpoint. I just don't see, I've never had, like, one of my clients do ARAP through them. They all just kind of use QuickBooks or bill.com.
Yeah, QuickBooks is the old standby.
Right, but the problem with those is, like, harder to turn to recurring. You don't get the same data on it. And then, like, what happened here too is, like, you have this whole ecosystem that's so cool about Stripe, because you have things like ProfitWell. So, like, ProfitWell built this whole world-class, like, pricing and audit recognition and all these things that run on the Stripe API. So you have this world-class financial analysis and, like, gaming that you can do. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But I don't feel like you get this. You don't understand the Stripe ecosystem from their website either, which I think is super powerful to me, right? As a CEO, I want you to show me, like, with Stripe, as long as I have Stripe, I can now start to, like, get insane data from my finances without a CFO, let's say, early. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, it truly is. The stuff they give you, like the KPIs you get out of ProfitWell and other players in the Stripe analytics space, is way better than anything you get out of QuickBooks. But they don't really speak to it once again here. Like, where's integrations? I feel like integrations to me is this massive piece. Where is it? Right? Like, because Stripe is an API. So what does your API integrate with? Isn't that, like, a huge question I feel like I would have?
Maybe it's on the use cases platforms.
It's got to be in the footer. That's weird though, right? Like, wouldn't you think?
Well, I think honestly they need a non-developer to come in and take a look at their content structure and just say, hey, who have we optimized this for? Is this, and I see this all the time, companies will generally create websites that reflect their internal operations.
Correct.
And you have to have that discussion where it's just like, okay, we can still operate the way we're operating, but our website can be optimized for how people are seeking. And this is where competitive intelligence absolutely helps.
What if they started their, honestly, and I love what you're saying, what if this was their homepage?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's more powerful than the app snapshot.
Right, you're in good company. Join millions of businesses on Stripe, and then you can choose the kind of business you are. I mean, this is right now. All of a sudden, they've changed with one page change. And now we have our developers page. No issue. We talk about all that stuff. But what if we just use this page? I know it sounds crazy, but like, look, why not? Yeah, I would argue if they did this, their sales team would have a field day instantly if they started like this.
It's product agnostic, and that's better for they have a lot of different products that they're kind of narrowing down the field currently with their current homepage where they're showing the app screenshot.
Well, they're not selling a solution. They're selling a job that a developer needs to get done. Like a developer is stuck with one of these problems and they have a product for them, but it's not a solution to a business.
Yeah.
I love this. Okay, this has been amazing. In closing, Scott, what are you going to do different, man?
What am I going to do different? Well,
you're the CMO. Congratulations. You're now the CMO of Stripe. You have what are the first three things you're going to do?
Honestly, I'm going to have a tough discussion about the user navigation, the user experience. I'm going to do SEO research around how people are actually researching these problems. They've identified key developer problems, but key developer problems are not the same as all the business problems that they're solving. So I'm going to argue that, you know, we need to take a hard look at our SEO. The navigation was first and foremost to us. It was we looked for things and couldn't find them. Content, after we fixed the the frame of the house, we got to fill it up with nice stuff, get found. I think, you know, one thing that we went to, four different websites, and there was a drift bot on all of them, and I knew it was a drift bot. How do you get that same level of product recognition for Stripe? Because I said, in the app, it's so fast, it's so seamless, their signature ease works against them. Yeah. So how do you better get that end user recognition? I think highlighting, hey, you've seen our payment terminals, they're everywhere. We're not just for these huge companies, we're also the small coffee shop you go to every week. So I think there's content, there's the navigation, and then we need a hard look at the brand in general. Just like what is our mission? What are, you know, we've got these strong technical chops. How do we soften it up and appeal to the non-developer run companies out there? There's a lot of those, and a lot of companies are being run by companies that acquire these conglomerates. So how do you speak to these high level business users that wouldn't be served in the current ecosystem?
I love that, Scott. I love that. Okay, I'm thinking I'm gonna do something very similar to CMO, but I'm gonna try this. So Patrick, this is for you. I think first thing I was going to do is I'm going to create a category. I don't know the name of it yet, but I'm going to create something that ties my three product lines, like product units, together into a category. And then I'm going to make everyone in the world aware of us. I'm going to advertise like a mofo everywhere. And I'm going to take the play of like what General Electric or IBM has done, where they're almost ubiquitous with their category while being ubiquitous with nothing. So I'm not going to get in the way of his developer centricity and his product roadmap. I'm going to let them keep innovating new things like Atlas and car payments. And I'm all for that. Let's make Stripe makes the best software. Let's keep making the best software, but let's tie it all together with a throughput that makes every one of those darn pieces. You know, we'll get a better product roadmap that way too, by the way. If someone wants to launch a new product and they have to hit these three criteria that all tie back to our platform so we can actually grow enterprise sales. So number one, I'm gonna start with category. Number two, I'm gonna advertise the crap out of that. I'm not gonna assume you're gonna get good at content. Yeah, Stripe needs better content, but they have no muscle there. So if I show up and I'm like, we're gonna build out all your content, they're gonna have massive atrophy in their content engine. So I'm gonna go hard on ads. I can do it all myself, let's say at Directive. I don't need a ton of internal resources. They have a world-class brand guideline. And then lastly, I'm going to not move away from being developer-centric. We're gonna keep that as our soul at Stripe, but I'm gonna recognize that my marketing website needs to function as a different purpose than talking about documentation and APIs. I'm gonna start talking about solutions instead of products, tie that back into my broader category. That's gonna drastically improve my average order value. It's gonna open up a whole new audience, and I think Stripe can find their next billion right there. So what do you think, Scott?
Yeah, no, that's great. And I think you know, they have brilliant design. Maybe one more thing would be some interaction. They're capable. So like demo how easy your interfaces are.
Yeah, and maybe like a call to action in the top right corner instead of sign in button. I mean, you and I would look like geniuses if we showed up and we just made that a start now button. I mean, start now is up 25% overnight without doing anything, right?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, you make a great point. You can make the most ambitious content plans, but I think at least putting in a roadmap, and we're going to do more than a developer update every 6 months on the blog, that sort of thing.
They do need a content strategy. I just like, I've done this for like, you know, 150 plus SaaS companies, and you're either good at content or you're not. And it's hard to like change that ethos, because the thought leadership is codependent on the leadership. And if it's not baked into how, it's hard to compete with someone who's got leaders that love to write and speak.
It's no different than social media. Like, you can't wave a wand and make someone awesome at LinkedIn. Yes. but that being said, content writers are cheap.
Yeah, and you can't not be writing, right? So I think you have a good point there. Like, we need product level content with our personas segmentized and go from there. But Scott, this has been amazing. Thank you so much for being on the SaaS Marketing Makeover. If someone wants to follow along with your journey, what's the best way for them to do that?
Just find me on LinkedIn. Scott, oh, there. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's
we're
the good. First time that's ever happened to me. I could use you at class. just find me on LinkedIn. That's probably the best network. My Twitter is long dead. So I will gladly accept everyone. And Stripe, I see you're hiring a digital marketing lead. I hope you had some inspiration from this.
Awesome.
Thank you.
No, thank you for being on the show, Scott. That's it, everybody. And thank you so much, Stripe, for being our muse. And hopefully you got some value out of it today. Thanks, everyone. Have a great one. Bye.